Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
We missed y'all.
Yes. Yes. We came back from a 2-week hiatus.
And we did it completely different, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We came back. This is actually officially season 3. And we have a special guest today. But first, Gigi is going to shout out our thirst buckets, and then we'll bring our guest on, right?
Well, I was talking about the difference in, and our YouTube people will notice that we're simultaneously broadcasting on our YouTube pages and not on the Gadget Chat page. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything else is the same. Mm-hmm. Podcast people won't notice any difference whatsoever. So, on to the thirst buckets. Mm-hmm. Barry Johnson times 2. Thanks for showing, dropping by. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have plenty of questions and content. Well, we all want content advice from our guests.
Yep.
Jason C. is in the building. Nigel, what's up from the UK? Hey, Grandma Hates Tech. If y'all haven't checked out Grandma Hates Tech, she's very entertaining. We just got finished watching her Echo Show 10 video. So y'all need to go check her out. It's hilarious. Uh-huh. Our other, well, I don't even like calling her a guest host, but our other host, Emily Wilson.
Hey, Emily.
What's up, Shay Kennedy?
Hey, Shay.
LaShawn, holler at your boy.
Hey, LaShawn. He's in the building.
Now, this is when I scroll down and it drops, as always. Mm-hmm. At least I'm used to it now. All right, back up to the top. Sean Williams, welcome. Can you believe we're in season 3 already?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anybody. Y'all were talking a lot.
Yeah.
Perspective Gaming. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Check out Perspective Gaming as well. He's doing gaming stuff. He's always live, so just subscribe, then you'll know when he's live.
Yep.
Grandma says she got suds for the show. I hear you, Grandma.
Yeah.
TK's Garage is here.
Hey.
Sharky. What's up, Sharky? My brother has dropped through.
Hey.
Woody Mac 73 is in the building. Tech King Mike is in the building. His live stream starts at 9 tonight. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes he starts at 8:30. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Don't do that.
Moved again.
Yeah. Galen's Gadgets. What's up?
Hey, Galen.
Pandy's. Pandy's hair. Candy and more. What's
Hi,
up, girl? Mila.
Hey, Mila.
Y'all just kind of poured in here.
Yeah, we got a lot of people to say hi to today.
Magic Mike West. Hey, I got no notification. I'm sorry. Blame you. Technically T is here.
Hey.
Or as I guess we call him, Technical T. Norway is in the building.
Hi, have a day.
Okay. I think I'm at the bottom unless you see some names that I missed.
Nope, you got them all.
Perfect.
Hey, good job. All right, so we're going to introduce our guest. So our guest is a small YouTuber with 50,000 subs from New Orleans. Him and his wife own a brick and mortar store called Nola Cake Studios. Without him, Gadget Chats would not be possible because he introduced me to my wife, Gigi. aside from talking about tech, he also loves to talk about stock trading. And we call him our tech pappy. Introducing the tech preacher, Easy Computer Solutions. Yay!
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So thanks happy for coming. You should have been here a while ago, obviously.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie to you. I want to mention this, that I was nervous for this stream. Like, you know, I've been on YouTube for 5 years, and this, I've been on a lot of people's podcasts. I've been all over the place, but this one was strange to me. I can't loosen up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm ready though, but I'm like, man, I feel nervous going on this stream. Why? I don't know.
Maybe because we're just here to talk about you and how awesome you are.
Yeah, I mean, y'all awesome. I ain't nothing.
Shut up. You're just a small YouTuber.
Yeah.
Small YouTuber, 50,000. That's all. But you're amazing. You're an inspiration for us all. You grind so hard. So we do have all of his social media in the description and the show notes and everything like that. So you can follow Easy if you're not already subscribed to him, or you don't know anything about him, but you should, because he's amazing. But let's go ahead and show people your YouTube channel. So, as you can tell here in his YouTube channel, he puts content out like it's no tomorrow. This is 19 hours ago. This was 2 days ago. This was 3 days ago, 5 days ago, 6 days ago, 1 week. Like, sir, you are flooding.
Well, what I'm going to say is, I'm going to interrupt you and say that that's just that's the content that everybody gets to see. I'm a member on his channel. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my phone goes off all day with videos.
Yes.
So he puts out more content to his members than just the general public. But, you know, a lot of those videos do end up coming out to the general public as well.
Yeah. And I love it too, because it'll just come out randomly. Like, all of a sudden I'll get a notification at 3 a.m. new video for the members. And I go to it right away. I'm like, what you gotta do? What you gotta talk about? And so, like, for example, your latest video, you were was aside from, you know, Wired Wednesday. You talked about LG and how they might be closing up shop and everything like that. And, you know, you put a lot of things into perspective about LG. It is sad, you know, to see them go, and we understand the reason, but it's just so heartbreaking anyways. And then the video before that, which I love this about you, is that you take people's comments and you create content out of that.
Yes.
So when your subscribers have questions and they're like, oh, how do you get that on your phone? Or how do you do this? Or how do you do that? You always try to create a tutorial or do just a general video, or you are very, very transparent. And we love that about you. Not just with us, because, you know, we're your friends, but you're just very transparent with your subscribers, and it's amazing.
Thank you. You know, my whole thing was, when I started my YouTube channel 5 years ago, my thought was to, it's not even about me. It's about, you know, putting out content for the viewers, right? And so every time I make content, it's based off of comments that I receive on my YouTube channel. So I put those thoughts together, and I always say, hey, leave your comment down below. And I read every comment. Like, 99.9% of every comment that comes through my YouTube channel, I read. I got my notification bell on, so every time somebody leave a comment, I read it thoroughly. Like, I read every comment, and I try to respond to all my comments. Yeah. And I believe that, you know, if a viewer has time to watch my content, I have the time to respond. So when I get a large quantity of people that ask for certain content, I try my best to put that together, like, you know, customization of a phone or something like that. So I try my best to put it all together as one, and that's how I grow my channel. And I feel good about it.
Yeah. And also, you also encourage people to do YouTube if that's something that they wanted to do.
Yes.
I'm never going to forget the email that I got on my birthday from Kevin saying, hey, we heard you. Like, I wasn't, you know, he had not seen me anywhere. I was just having a conversation with Listen to Julian on his channel, and he's like, I gotta find out who you were like, I gotta find out who this person is and bring her on. And I was like, me, I'm nobody. Like, I wasn't even monetized, nothing. I was nobody, and you guys brought me on, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just, that was cool. You're like, come back. I'm like, what? Yeah. You want me to come back? Okay.
my focus was to you know, for smaller content creators like me, my focus was not going after the bigger channels. Like, I want to help the smaller community. I always talk, like, I know a lot of people get upset when I say small YouTubers and stuff like that. the reason why I say that is because it's motivation. Mm-hmm. It's motivation. I believe it's okay to say I'm a smaller content creator, but I want to strive to be bigger. I think it's a mindset of motivation. It's not to say that, you know, my channel is no better than anybody else's channel, yeah, or the bigger channels are not better than my channels. All I'm saying is a mindset. In order for you to grind hard, work hard, and do what you got to do, if you have in your mind that you're a bigger YouTube channel with 14,000 subscribers, then you don't put in the work. But if you always think that I want to strive to be better, yeah, how can I make my next video better than my last video?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the concentration that I have. That's the work ethic that I have. So I put here's the thing. For me, I look at this as fun. Like, this is a dream for me. You think about this. I got 5 cameras pointing in front of me right now, right?
Yeah.
I got like mics all over the place. I got lights everywhere. And this is, I believe I'm in space, right?
So yes.
I'm
thinking, you know, it's a
fetish for me, you know?
Fetish.
And so it's like, I always wanted to replicate.
Eric, it's okay to say that you're cosplaying. It's okay to say that you're cosplaying. You a cosplayer, sir. That's what you are.
I just always wanted to be Captain Kirk. You know, I wanted to be in space. I love Star Trek. I love Star Wars. I love mm-hmm. space movies. And so when I was in college, I always, you know, when I did all the coding and stuff like that, when I was getting my degrees.
Yeah.
I wanted to be that person. Like, yeah. I wanted to mimic something that, you know, a childhood dream. And so I'm doing that right now. And yeah. it feels good. So when I turn on the camera, when I make videos, you know, it's just me relaxed, just having fun. And, you know, it's a dream for me. I love it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Kevin brought me on, but I ran across Kevin in a comment. I was commenting on something on LG's. It was for the V10, I believe. Maybe it was the V10. It was an older LG phone. And I was going back and forth with a Samsung Knight in the comments. I'll just put it that way. And
Kevin is special to me. It's because he works in the background. And we talk every day, day in and day out.
Yeah.
We strategize. We think about new ideas, a lot of up and coming stuff. So we strategize. So my thing was, when we talk about a lot of things, me and Kevin, we was like, hey, you know, on Wednesdays, we want to change it up. We want to do something different. We want to reach out to smaller content creators. We're looking for up and coming stars. We're looking for somebody that just need that pump me up.
Yeah.
We don't need the big guys. Like Kevin, like, oh, let's go for the big. No. Let's go for the up and coming stars. Like,
yeah.
you know, because.
Y'all went tiny, Eric. I didn't even have YouTube.
Yeah.
That's right. that was the thing. Like, I'm looking for 1 subscriber, 10 subscribers, 100. I mean, nothing. Like, somebody that has the motivation, that knows tech, that knows all kinds of different things. And so that was my vision. So yeah. when me and Kevin, we talked about this and said, hey, let's reach out to, you know, some other folks out there and see if we can bring them on and just have some fun. Let's have a blast doing it. So mm-hmm. that's why I had a lot of different variety of people on my live streams and on my shows and stuff. It's because that was like, this is what we want to bring, a diversity, right? Mm-hmm. I want to bring, you know, people that's motivated to want to do stuff, that want to, you know, need that pick me up and stuff like that. So I think that was one of my goals, man. I'm not there yet. So I believe it's only the beginning.
Yeah. Well, Nigel has a controversial question for you.
Yes.
He wants to know, Eric, which do you like more, Star Wars or Star Trek?
So I am a Captain Kirk fan, right? So I would go Star Trek because I could sit and watch a Star Trek movie over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Star Wars, the newer Star Wars kind of let me down a little bit, but between Captain Picard and Captain Kirk, and look, this is a Picard outfit right here. So mm-hmm. Captain Kirk, and the reason why I don't have Captain Kirk outfits, it's a little too tight, you know, for my ninnas, you know what I'm saying? So I got to have a little something looser. So I went Picard is a more classier outfit, yeah. stuff like that. So, but it was definitely Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're very influential. Like, for example, I'm using the M50 right now, and the reason why I got it is because you were talking about it.
Yeah, I love
like,
the M50.
Okay. I'm like, I'm gonna get something that Eric has because he's gonna explain the good and the bad about it. And
that's right.
This camera is pretty good. It's not perfect, but you know, it's there. Yeah. But then I also remember too when we were first talking, how you were talking about how the Samsung cameras suck with focus hunting.
Yes.
And I was like, no, they don't. I just got the S8. I was like, no, they don't. They're awesome. And then I was trying to film myself putting the white stone dome on it, and the camera was focus hunting. Yeah. But I didn't know what the term was. I thought I was doing something wrong. I thought I was using it wrong. But you were explaining, no, people are not using it wrong. It's just focus hunting. It sucks. And I was like, I spent all this money and it's the camera.
I got blasted from Samsung fans and everybody. I mean, people hated me for that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was when the Galaxy S8 came out, Galaxy S7 Edge Plus and all Galaxy S6 Edge Plus and all those phones, Samsung had a focusing problem.
Yes.
And a lot of the bigger channels was not, you know, talking about it. They talk about how good the cameras were. And then when I got the phone, I was making videos and I got all this focus hunting going on. And I was telling people like, hey, these cameras are not that great. What's going on? And people like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with my camera. You got a, you know, a dud and all that stuff like that. And so I went through that for a while. And then all of a sudden, I believe one bigger channel mentioned focus hunting.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, everybody started saying, yeah, I got the same problems. I'm like, I've been talking about it for months.
Yep.
And it was bad. Well, you know, I went through a lot of controversy back then, but I was a smaller channel. Way smaller than I was now, but people didn't put me in that category of anything meaningful, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I was making a ton of videos about a lot of different things, but, you know, at that point, my channel wasn't, but they didn't care what I said because I didn't, they look at you, you look at the numbers, yeah, you got 5,000 subscribers and they got 5 million. Who am I going to believe? The channel with the 5,000 subscribers and the channel with the 5 million. And
that's,
you know, so I went through that, you know. And look, I'm not gonna lie to you. My career on YouTube has not been peaches and cream. I struggled with a lot of things early on when I first started my YouTube channel. I'm gonna tell you, my first 2.5 years was frustrating for me. It was a struggle. I didn't have no help. I didn't have, you know, people to, you know, give me advice. I didn't know how the YouTube game worked. It was bad back then. I was spending a lot of money on product, but it wasn't about me spending the money on product. It's about other different things, but I didn't know. And I was struggling with that because I tried my best to make the best videos possible, but the numbers didn't show up. Like, I wasn't getting no subs. I mean, I might have got one sub every month. It was bad. I'm like, what's going on here? So I struggled with that for a while.
Charlene X has a question for you. She wants to know, Eric, how long have you been doing YouTube? Sorry if you've already said that.
So I've been doing YouTube for 5 years now. I believe 5 years. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and look. Probably about 5 years. And my first, and I have almost 2,000 videos on my YouTube channel, by the way. That's a lot of content in five years.
Yeah.
I, believe it or not, I film and work on projects almost every day. Like I finish a project, like I finished a project yesterday, I'm already starting on a new project. Like, I don't stop. Like, for me, I have these thoughts and I read the comments and I write down different things that I'm trying to put together and I try to act on it. And I, you know, so that's one of the things that I do, right? It's I always stay active, especially in the community and you know, and stuff like that. So I've been on YouTube 5 years. And it's been fun. Overall, it's been fun. My first 2.5 years wasn't that fun, but I had to find my way.
Yeah. Well, Jason C has a question for you. He wants to know what turned things around for you after your first 2.5 years.
Me finding who I am. That's the thing. I'll try to mimic everybody. I try to mimic this person. Try to mimic this person. I try to talk like other people. I try to do everything. It was wrong. Like, it wasn't me. So if you look at my early videos about maybe 4 years ago, and you look at those videos compared to the videos now, it's like night and day. The videos I did back then, that wasn't me. That wasn't, I always try to have myself as, easy computer solutions, and I try to mimic other people. That was wrong. Me, when I became the tech preacher, I preached about tech, and I started preaching, and that was the name tech preacher came out because I was preaching so much. And I at one point I started getting afraid to say, okay, if I preach about tech, then I might cross people. Yeah. And I didn't want to cross people because I don't want people to hate me. Mm-hmm. But I had to sit and think about, okay, I don't care if people hate me. I want to tell the truth about the product. So for me, I thought I got numb to the fact that, yes, if I talk about the product, no matter what, good, bad, the ugly, then I know I'm going to get people that go hate me. But at the same time, I'm going to get people that go respect me for telling the truth about the product. Yeah. And so that two and a half years, I had to develop myself. And look, we talk about a long time. Think about this, 2.5 years and like 500 videos in.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. Like, I felt that wasn't me.
So Grandma Hates Tech has a question for you. She asks, Eric, does YouTube make it worthwhile to do it full time for you?
Yes and no. Yes, it's worth your while if you're doing it for fun and you passionate about what you're doing and you got other source of income coming in. Okay, yeah. That's the whole thing. Okay, mm-hmm. Because one person can do it full time knowing they got income coming in from different sources that you could take care of your family, your household.
Yeah.
No, you can't do it full time if you got to go to work every day. So you got to balance that. You have to balance that. Okay, this is my passion, my hobby, but I have to get up every morning to go on the job to make sure my family is taken care of. So you have to look at it two ways.
Yeah.
A lot of people do YouTube full time, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, can they feed their family on YouTube? And you probably can't feed your family on YouTube, especially at a smaller
Do you consider yourself a full-time YouTuber?
Yes, because I do it every day. Mm-hmm. So it is full-time for me. So yeah, I would say I'm considered a full-time.
And that's on top of also being a business owner.
Yes. Well. Yes. So, even though
So I'm you have full-time, two full-time
jobs? Three.
Because, oh, three. Okay.
Yes.
What's your other full-time job?
So it's YouTube, right? And then I'm a full-time trader and I'm a full-time business owner. So that means that I split my day into three.
And for the people who don't know, what type of trading do you do?
Everything from crypto to day trading to swing trading to market, everything. So it's everything. Everything is on the table when you trade.
Yeah. If you could only choose one to do full-time, which one would you choose? I know it's kind of a hard one.
well, for the business and trading makes the Oracle happy, and the house happy. So I would tell you that would be the one. I would say YouTube would be a part-time hobby if I had to choose one. Because you can't do YouTube if you're broke. So that's one thing about it, because especially if you're a product reviewer, it's a difference if you're just a person that talks about lifestyles. Mm-hmm. But I'm a YouTube product reviewer. That means that I review product. That means that either I'm gonna get sent the product for free, which that's not happening a lot, right? That means I gotta go buy the product. So that means that I have to have some form of income to buy the product to review on my channel. So
So Septian has a bit of a personal question for you. He wants to know, Easy, where does your Oracle fit into your schedule?
Very difficult. She gets on my butt a lot about time. Mm-hmm. And it's well noted. I, like today, I told my wife this morning that I was going to be live on Gadget Chats.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's one of those things that you have to, she have to balance, you know, but, you know, as a younger guy, I want to say I'm young, you know, I'm not that young, but as a younger guy, I could be doing other things.
Yeah.
Right. Being a bad influence out there, running the streets, doing all kinds of, my oracle know where I'm at.
Yeah.
She know what I'm doing. She know I'm passionate about what I'm doing. And she know that no matter what, I support her and I support whatever we got to do as far as, you know,
taking care of the household,
life, yeah, take care of business. So it's a struggle. It's a balance. But, you know, years in it, I do get my butt chewed out. You know, listen, I'll be editing a video. It's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. My eyes are bloodshot red. I am falling asleep at the computer. I'm still trying to edit. I post videos in my members only chat like 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm still up and I'm working. I know I got to get up at 7 a.m. in the morning and start my day off. So it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. So Charlene X wants to know, Easy, what will you eventually do with the 1,000,001 phones that you have?
So one of the reasons why I accumulate so many phones is because the value of devices drops so much. You think about it, you spend $1,000 on a phone, and 6 months later, 8 months later, the value of that device dropped by 60%. I feel that it's crazy dumb to sell that device at a 60% cut when you paid over $1,000 for it, right? Plus, a second reason why I keep a lot of devices is because I like to do long-term reviews. I like to do one-year reviews, two-year reviews on product that I've had. That's important because not everybody go out and buy a phone every year or product every year.
Yeah.
People buy a product and they hold on to it for 3 or 4 years. Sometimes they want to know how it's aging. They want to know the features. They want to know what's going on with the devices. So long-term reviews is very important, but over the course of time, I've accumulated so much.
Yeah.
That's why I have so many phones.
Basically, I'm going to answer your question in short form. He's going to be buried with them.
Yes. did want to give a shout out to Barry and Teching Mike for the super chats. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. So Grandma Hates Tech has a question. She wants to know, how do you balance working so hard and your mental health?
I'm gonna tell you something. When you talk about mental health, that is the biggest issue with a lot of content creators, because this is mentally straining, right? When you're looking at the numbers, you're trying to make the video. It's mind blowing to do it mentally. It is a mental issue. One of the things that helps me stay mental stable is that I have fun doing it. Like, it's fun for me.
Yep.
Like, I love to look at my videos and say, I can't believe I made that.
Yep.
Like, it's one of those things that when I edit my video, I go into detail. It takes me so long to edit because I want to put this in there, that in there, this in there, that in there. I think for me, I think the part that mentally kills me sometimes is that maybe a couple of years ago, when I was making videos, I had the camera on, but I forgot to turn my audio on. So I'll film a 30-minute video, then I get it in my editing, and I don't have no audio. So you know what I have to do? I'm like, you know what? I can't believe that. Now I fixed those issues. I got 3-4 microphones on now. Like, so I have redundancy. I got different camera. So I look at it, okay. It's mentally, trust me, it hurts, man. Sometimes people say, listen, you got to step away and take a break. But here's the thing about it is that you have to mentally want to have fun to do this. You have to mentally love what you're doing.
I tell people that all the time. If you're not enjoying YouTube, you shouldn't.
Right.
Do
if you don't
it.
Enjoy, yeah. stop.
Yeah. Because if you're just here for the numbers or money, drive you insane. Or money.
You're gonna be very unhappy. If you're in it for the money, or you in it that you think you go trend or
be
go
popular,
viral, quit.
Yeah. You have to love it. You have to love making videos. You have to love the final process. You have to just love doing YouTube.
You're so not Dexter Cumberbatch, love editing. But go ahead.
Yeah. Dexter Cumberbatch asked, how many product videos do you have to do to pay off the cost of a $1,000 phone?
Well, it's not even about the product reviews that you have to do. It's the overall view count that you have. So it's a monthly pool of views, right, that you get paid on. So it's not about if you spent, you know, $1,000 on that product. It all depends on the collective views that you gain on your YouTube channel. And yeah. But the thing about it is, if you think about, I have to mentally, this is the back to the mental part, I have to mentally make all these videos so I can make up for the $1,000 that I lost. You already done. Don't think about it like that. Like it's an investment, and it's a long-term investment that's gonna pay off in the long term.
Yeah.
If you go, it's not a short-term investment. This is not short-term.
Yeah. Yeah. And shout out to everybody that's asking all of these questions. You guys are amazing. You guys are asking really, really good questions. You guys are awesome. Thank you. So, Eric, I have a question for you. What do you feel is your next step? Because you're always evolving. You're never staying the same. So what is the next goal that you have for yourself beyond 2021? Like, where do you want to see your channel go next?
So my channel is only as good as my viewers make my channel. Like, my community dictates everything that goes on my channel. You guys dictate what goes on my channel. It's like, for me, the next wave or the next step for me is to lift up communities of smaller content creators and bring them to the forefront. Like, for me, it's not about, okay, so 6 months from now, this is where I want to be. I want to be at 100,000 subscribers, you know, doing 10 million views a month. No, I don't set those goals for myself, because if I do, then that's where the frustration would come in if I don't achieve those goals. So for me, it's not about those type of goals, 100,000. Of course I want 100,000 subscribers. Of course I want, you know, 150,000 subscribers, right? We all want growth. Yeah.
So what you're saying, that for you, what your next evolution is, that you want to see your community rise, basically.
Yes, that's it. So when the community rise, it makes me happy. Like, when I'm seeing right now with Gadget Chats and Kimmy and what you're doing and what Emily's doing and with people that I bought together as a community. Listen, people in the comments meeting other people, right?
Yeah.
Tech King Mike that I bought on and you know, LaShawn. Look at what LaShawn is doing right now.
Yes.
I mean, this is amazing. So for me, I've accomplished, I ain't gonna say that I done it. Obviously, y'all guys have to put the work in.
Yeah.
But I feel that putting y'all guys together, uplifting.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have met if it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, I believe that I've accomplished so much just by lifting up communities, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not even about me. It's about, what's the next evolution of who's going to be the next person that I want to lift up? And that's my intentions. That's my goal.
So Emily Wilson has a question for you. She wants to know, what are the top three tips to people that you can give for them starting out?
So sit back and relax. Get your popcorn ready. All right. First thing you want to do is think about what you're good at. What is it about the genre that you want to make content about? Don't fake it. So tip number one, right? Think about the content that you want to make. What are you good at? Mm-hmm. You know, then the second thing you want to do is don't fake it. Yep. Don't fake it. Do it right. Be yourself. Don't be like nobody else. Mm-hmm. The third tip is, you know, learn cameras, learn lighting, learn editing.
Yes.
Don't put junk out there.
Yep.
Don't put junk out there. That's my third tip. Don't put junk out there, because you're going to regret rushing. You're going to regret not doing it right. You're going to regret. And listen, the reason why I say don't rush, YouTube ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So what you rushing for? Do it right. If it take you a week, then let it be a week. Three tips, definitely. Do it right.
Tech King Mike wants to know, Eric, would you ever consider mentoring or creating content to guide up incoming creators?
Well, I think when I do Wide Wednesday, that's, to me, that's, you know, mentoring everybody. Like, to me, you know, when we have the after party of why we are, you know, live or whatever. Listen, it's so crazy that a lot of people, you know, find my phone number off of social media and usually give me a call if they need to ask questions. People hit DM me or people email me about different questions that they have. I don't ignore them. A lot of people ask me, Easy, could you look at my channel and tell me what's wrong with it? I go and I look at their channels and I give them, you know, tips and tricks on how to make their content better. Mentoring, I don't know. I don't even.
Where would you schedule that in? When would he have time to do it?
Yeah.
It's mentoring. I don't know if I'm a mentor. Am I a mentor? I don't know. Like, I don't even know that I'm a mentor.
In so many ways, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Already.
Yeah.
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 And so I just want the best for everybody. And look, here's the thing. I've been burned on YouTube by helping people. Like, I've had people that I helped and they burned me. And look, I don't hold that against myself. I just feel that, you know, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing, and regardless of, you know, what people's intentions are. You got a lot of people that don't have good intentions all the time. So, you know, you have to decipher the difference. But I'm always gonna stay positive and I'm gonna help everybody that I can.
Have you ever thought about branching out into filmmaking?
Yeah, Dexter Cumberbatch.
No, you know why? I haven't. I want to do my own filmmaking. So when I do my my cinematic footage, right?
Yes.
That's me being a filmmaker. I take phones and cameras and I go out there in public and I shoot these scenes. And it's because I think that's a filmmaking project that I do. So I am a filmmaker, by the way. So we all are filmmakers, right? I mean, I think when you turn on a video, you know, you talk about content, whether or not you have, you know, product reviews or whatever, you are filming yourself. That means you are a filmmaker. So
I think because you have all the special effects and green screens and chroma key and all everything that you use, everybody's wowed by your videos.
Yeah. It's hard to do green screen videos, by the way. I make them easy. Trust me. I make them look easy, but at the end of the day, some of them are very fun because you have to get lighting right with green screen videos. Your lighting has to be perfect with green screen videos. If not, then it's gonna come out bad.
I got something for you.
Good.
If somebody comes to you and they want to start YouTube. And let's say, because I know you've experienced a lot of different things on YouTube, but let's say this person is a very sensitive kind of person, because I think YouTube is a very unfiltered place.
Yeah.
Best choice of words I can use there. What advice would you give a sensitive person who's starting YouTube as far as like when they get started? Because you know the comments are coming. Even if you do everything perfect, the comments are coming.
Yeah. Sensitive people, and they got a lot of them out there. Bunch of sensitive people. I tell them, stop. The reason why is because you have to have strong will to deal with trolls. The thing about it, you got to look at it two ways. Some people that completely troll, they dumb people. That's the people you ban and you block. That's the easy people, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody is trolls. Some people do give you advice that you want to listen to. Mm-hmm. Hey, Easy, your lighting is wrong. Your face look oversaturated or something. You look bad. This video was not produced well. That's not a troll.
But that can be tough for a sensitive person too, yeah.
Right, for a sensitive person, they're going to comment, well, you know, you stupid, you know, and that, you know. But usually you'll have people that will come in and give you advice on better production, better lighting. Maybe you could have, instead of you making this 30-minute video, you could have condensed it down to 10 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. That's not a troll. That's somebody giving you a advice or give you something that they see in your video. And they took the time out to type out a comment. And sometimes you have sincere people that will DM you or email you rather than put it in your YouTube comments.
Yep.
So I get a ton of that. And I don't call those trolls. I think for sensitive people, you have to realize not everybody against you. You have people that want to help you.
Yeah.
So you have to decipher the difference between a troll and a person that's trying to help you.
Yeah.
And that's
and how you read the comment too. So you can read it the wrong way as well.
And you can read comments wrong. Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to comment back to that person so for clarification.
Yeah.
So I do that a lot because look, I see comments and they very very blunt, and I hit them back and say, hey, what you mean? They'll hit me back and say, oh, let me clarify. They'll clarify like, all right, cool. Thank you for the comment, you know? Thank you for the clarification. If you are weak, or you sensitive, or, you know, it just is the wrong platform, man. Being online, when you online, you are susceptible to the good and the bad. And you're going to get a lot of bad versus good.
Mm-hmm. So, Nigel.
Go ahead.
Nigel wanted to know, Eric, would you ever review one of the new Huawei devices on your YouTube channel, sir?
So look, the hard-earned truth about Huawei is not that I had stopped reviewing. It was about that. It's that I think I made a comment about Huawei phones about a year or 2 years ago when they had first got banned from the United States. Mm-hmm. Then I had a slew of comments hit me up. And I had a lot of people tell me, please don't review Huawei phones on your channel. So, I my channel is based off of my community. So what I try to do is, okay, when I got hit up and a lot of people was, you know, upset of the Huawei situation, and a lot of people hit me in my comments or DM me and email me, told me, easy, it would be, you know, detrimental to your channel if you would review a lot of Huawei product, knowing that in the United States, it's, you know, the relationship between the government.
They do a lot, Eric. They ask for one. They ain't ask for a lot. One.
I just want to answer the question because I know a lot of people, you know, was asking why don't.
Maybe that's why you were nervous. You thought we were going to ask you some Huawei questions.
Yeah, they just asked about one. If you're going to do any of the new ones, Eric, that's all.
What is the new one? The P50? That's not out yet.
The Mate 40. More Mate 40's out. You know, I got a couple links for, you know, this Mate XS.
So,
and you know, you're rolling in the dough, so you can get the Mate X too.
So, like $5,000. So to answer the question, yes, I probably will in the future review Huawei devices. Mm-hmm. So I will review Huawei devices.
I think it's more or less, I won't even say just Huawei, like just an import in general, kind of like Gary and LaShawn are doing the Mi 11s right now.
Yeah. So Dexter Cumberbatch has a question for you. He wants to know, does the YouTube algorithm affect how you choose to release content?
I want to say yes and no. Yes, because give me a prime example. One of the reasons why I worked on the LG video that I dropped is because of the news about LG. I don't think that was a YouTube algorithm thing. I think that was just tech news that was worthy of me making a video about. And the crazy thing about it, and the other part of that question is no, it's because when I dropped the video, that was OnePlus Day. So I didn't drop no content about OnePlus. I dropped a video about LG. So the algorithm was about OnePlus, but I dropped the LG video. So yes and no, I want to say, yes, I drop the hottest tech news, especially when I've been doing a lot of videos about LG. So I thought it was worthy to make a video about LG at that time because it was hot news. And no, I don't worry about the algorithm because I do what my viewers ask me to do. So that's all about the viewers. It ain't about, you know, oh, the algorithm, you want to get 1 million views, drop this product review about such and such a product now to catch the hype. That I don't, I stopped doing that, by the way. I did that before. I used to try to go for the hype. I don't go for the hype anymore. You can't chase it. You can't win.
Ms. Full Roller Sarah asked, so maybe the question is how to tell the difference between constructive criticism and a hater.
Well, a hater go curse you out in the comments.
They might not necessarily cuss, but they're going to personally attack you.
You know, the hater go off on you. Well, first of all, a hater don't watch your channel. A hater don't watch the video, right? They would comment based off the title.
Yeah.
So then you got two different things with a hater. A hater would, because a lot of things that the hater will put in your comments, you explained in the video. So it's like, you know they didn't watch the video, because if they watch the video, everything that they put in the comments that's negative, I explore that in the video. So haters never watch the full video. Haters don't watch your channel. And haters want to get 5 minutes of fame. That's it.
And that's where you coined the term, you must not watch my video.
Yes. And so what you do with a hater when you read their comment, sometimes you don't respond. And listen, I'm guilty that I do respond to haters, but I always block and ban them. I get to a point where it's when I wake up in the morning and I got 200 comments that I'm trying to respond to, at least 10 of them go get banned. I don't mess with haters. I just block and ban them. Done. That's it.
So Official Keith has a question for all three of us. He wants to know, do you agree or disagree about charging for collabs?
Ooh.
I think if you charge for a collab, that's more like a sponsorship, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be considered more of a sponsorship,
yeah,
right?
I think
that's personally along the lines of bigger YouTubers do that. Like, if you want me to come on your video, like we're collaborating to make a video. You know, if I'm bigger than you, then I got you. You know, you got to pay me.
I can see that, but I guess it really depends on how that judgment is made, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there could be an exchange of services, like, hey, I'm really, you know, good at this, or you're good at, and let's collab together. Where I'm at, I know that I wouldn't charge for a collab, and when I get bigger, I don't see myself charging for a collab, just because I never thought about it being a monetary exchange. I think the collaboration, I think, pays for it in itself, especially if that person is putting, if that person is putting their content on your channel and then you're doing it vice versa. The transfer of audience, I think, is a kind of payment in itself for a collab.
Yeah.
You go ahead. You guys can answer the question as well.
I was thinking too,
collab is like this. Just say if you know Walt Disney want me to collab, right? I want
different.
A payment from Walt Disney. But if I got another fellow content creator in the same tech realm or in the same space as me that want to do a collab, first I have to
make sure. So Eric, how much are you charging us for this
nothing
interview?
Nothing. Like nothing.
Don't give our future guest any ideas. We ain't paying nobody.
No. So I believe that, you know, if a person have time, because it's about time, you know, especially when you're doing collab videos, especially around the Christmas holidays. Everybody like to do, you know, the end of the year, you know, best phone of the year videos, and you want to collab with a lot of different people. Sometimes, you know, people don't have the time. So, you know, so if a person have time to film it and talk about it, that's fine. They, you know, usually I believe that a person just being able to do it. Like, I don't have no problem doing collab videos with nobody.
Yeah.
Like, but if, like, again, if a Walt Disney or, you know, Samsung and say, hey, I want to do a collab, you know, that's different, right? So you talk about a corporation versus another YouTuber. I don't know. I just think that everybody's different. Some people say, hey, for my time, you got to pay for it. But I don't know, man. I just sometimes people do get a little too big, right? So,
So Lon's question, he's channeling that guy's like, what's the deal with airplane? You know, what's the deal with Star Trek motif? And have you considered changing it up?
Yes. So, even though I'm a Star Trek fan and I've been doing tons of videos with this background and me with these outfits, I am considering changing up. And this is part of change, right? I mean, I can't, you know, stay with this forever. So, yes, I am definitely considering changing my background, changing my outfits and stuff like
that. It's your
that.
Personality. So, yeah, it's go with what you want. Like,
yeah,
growing up, we've all had things that we wanted to emulate, and now that we're adults and we have the money to do it and the freedom to do it, we should be able to. So people that cosplay or just wear different types of things, like Gigi with all her different type of shirt sayings, me with my cat ears, go for it.
Yeah, we all have our thing.
Yeah, like, do it up, because, you know, what's the point of having all of this freedom when you can't express yourself?
Right. And so I think for me, I'm going to change up when I believe that this, what I'm doing right here, is stale. Like, you know, I have, you know.
And for the record, y'all, I'm just going to, because I know Eric probably ain't going to mention it. That's not a green screen back there. He paid for what's going on back there. That's not a green screen.
No.
So I like how you rubbed him, it. I'd ride it into the sunset until he don't feel like using it anymore, you know?
Yeah. Right. That's not green screen. This is real. I got my walls covered in this stuff, right? Look, all the way down to my floor.
So Septian has a question for you. He says, does the YouTube algorithm promote 4K videos?
I don't know, because I
have heard that, but I don't.
I mean, I post 4K videos and I don't get no views. So I don't know. I have no idea, right? So I don't. I mean, my channel still sucks. So I don't know if 4K will work.
Stop it.
I would say that 4K makes it look better though. Ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
it does.
Ooh, it looks so good at 4K. I would say it's more of a quality thing. But you got bigger channels that upload 1080p.
Yes.
And they still make millions of views on it. So I don't buy that 4K stuff. I've seen a lot of YouTube content creators that make videos and say, hey, I upload 1080p. And they got the queen of those. They got 10 million views on it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So, I mean,
throw the algorithm out the window and have fun, Septian.
Yeah.
That's your short answer.
So, Dexter Cumberback asked, how long did it take you to learn the difference between constructive criticism and trolling?
So I made a video, right? When I got trolled so hard that I was flossing, I made the Flossie Carter video, right?
Yeah.
That was the last day after Flossie hit me up and we talked about it.
Yeah.
That was the last day that I let a troll get to me. That was a turning point for me.
I remember that stream. Yeah.
Right. I was watching it live. I was blown away. I was mad. I was upset. I mean, oh my God, that was bad. And, you know, I got welcomed to YouTube at that point. And it was about, you know, I was already 2 years in, two and a half, that's what I'm saying. 2.5 years in. And I was going at it with trolls left and right. And that troll hit me up and said he was gonna report me. He was gonna talk to Floss. He gonna tell Floss I stole his videos, and I'm like, God, what's wrong with this clown?
Yeah.
But
I'm going back to that one. Hold on.
It was TMTK Chris. He wants to know, the real question is, when is that Stylo 6 review coming out? Must not watch his videos.
That's right. Never.
Or his live stream.
Yes. I don't even have.
Right. He gave that to his sister because he loves her so much. He gave her a raggedy phone. No, I'm just kidding.
The Stylo 6 video is the review is done. Like 6 months ago, the video is done.
So
You give names and everything. I just need a question.
Dexter Cumberbatch wants to know, how important is it to have good thumbnails?
That is the ultimate struggle for me. I cannot make good thumbnails. Like, I want to have the most clickbaity thumbnails on the planet, and I never could do it.
You need to open your mouth.
Dad, I'm saying, like,
no, don't do
I'm
that.
Trying to do everything. I mean, the next thing I was going to do is to give me a hook on a pole or something. But I Eric, can't. Like,
the, yeah. What's the answer the question, Eric? We all want to make it, good thumbnails.
But how important is it?
How important it is? It's very important because when people scroll through the YouTube page, if you got a good catchy thumbnail, a good thumbnail, usually they'll click on it. That's your click-through rate. So yes, you want to have the best thumbnail that you can. I'm just saying, me, I struggle with it.
Yeah.
I think we all do. I think that's something that you continuously grow and learn to be better.
Grandma Hates Tech wants to know, would having more comedy in tech videos help with viewer engagement to grow your channel?
Yes. Don't be boring. Like, yes, have more comedy. Just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, reading the script, hi, this is it. This is the script. This is it. This is that. Like, oh my God, wake me up when it ends.
Yeah.
Like, no, you have to have some type of something to keep the viewers engaged.
Yep. So for example, your video that you just put out about the 10? Something 10. The Echo Dot 10. The Echo 10.
Echo Show.
See, I don't know the name of it because Grandma His Tech video. That one, that was hilarious. And if that's the route that you want to go, just entertain people, but kind of talk about the tech, go for it. I mean, are you wondering if other people have done it? Has it been successful for them? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was going to say,
be yourself.
Certain people are going to like comedy, and certain people are going to say, I'm here to watch tech videos. I don't need your comedy. So those people don't need to come to my channel. They don't need to go to your channel because we want to be entertained with our tech. But some people don't. They just want specs, highlights, whatever. Yeah.
You are here to find your tribe. Be yourself.
Yeah. You do have a lot of people that just want specs. They don't want all that comedy. They just tell me stuff that you could read online, right?
Yeah.
There's people that don't like my sound effects in my videos. Don't watch them.
Yeah, I think comedy is great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, or curse in the first.
Oh wow!
You guys are hilarious in the chat. So we are
at the top of the hour,
as Eric likes to call it.
And we used to be a 2-hour podcast, but we're not anymore. Kind of gauge things back some. We give you some time to relax before Tech King Mike streams at 9.
Yep, he's streaming at 9, and I'll drop the link on here as well, so you guys can go to it at 9 in case it doesn't show up for you.
We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming of articles and tech purchases and all kinds of stuff next week. I think Emily said she'll be back with us next week, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of tech products to talk about that we've purchased because we've been gone for 2 weeks.
I know. So that means Catwoman and Emily, do not put an abundance of articles in the stream because we won't have time to cover
them. There's so many good things to talk about.
If everybody brings one apiece, you're entitled to one article.
Okay, one apiece. Yeah. Got it. All right.
I hope I entertain everybody today, because I
again, of course, you always entertain everyone.
Every day, what the hell? Maybe I need to get some joy juice in this.
Emily Wilson said, "I'll definitely see you all next week."
And y'all, yes, we could talk all night. Talking about go 30 more minutes. No,
yeah,
we could talk all night. And Eric definitely could, look.
Yes,
Eric inspires people to live stream when nobody's looking. He used to live stream when there were no people in the chat.
That's right.
Yes. So you have to talk, and eventually the people will come. I don't stream alone like Eric does, but he's awesome at doing it.
Yeah.
Emily Wilson said, ha ha ha, I never buy anything. Articles are the only thing I can contribute.
Okay, you can contribute two articles, okay? Catwoman, one.
Okay.
I might give Emily my article because I know I'm going to have a couple videos out by then, so I don't really want to bombarded.
I used to call Tech King Mike. Wait, Tech King Mike on a bite on butt on butt. What did I used to say?
Tech King budget, budget on a king. Tech budget on the cake.
Tech budget on the king.
Eric messes everybody's name, but Tech King Mike's name used to be Tech King on a budget.
Tech King on a budget. Yes. Right.
But you called him Tech Budget on the King.
Yeah. And one of the things as well that, you know, like Eric said when he was giving advice about doing YouTube, is that you have to be true to yourself. And one of the things that we were true to ourselves about is how long do we want to do gadget chats for? And we said we need to commit to an hour. If we do any more than that, it drains us out. And we live stream Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday. So that's a lot of days in the week to live stream.
Yeah, like, that is a lot of days to live stream. So we do have to pace ourselves. We love that you guys love us and you want us to keep going, but there'll be opportunities to see us in other places as well.
That means you need to come by LaShawn's stream tomorrow night for the Ignite Hours. Woo-hoo. 9 o'clock on Holla at Your Boys channel. Absolutely. And it's 2, sometimes 3 hours. So
yeah,
you come over and it's not as filtered. So if you're sensitive, that might not be the stream for you.
Yeah, we'll keep it real.
It's an adult stream. I will put it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's why it starts so late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate everybody coming out, everybody who sent super chats, and all the support of both channels and the podcast. We love our podcast listeners who, you know,
If
any of those people could drop by, they're welcome to the YouTube streams too. Mm-hmm.
Or leave a voice message we have on our Anchor page. Anchor. Yep. Or leave a review. We'd love to read your reviews as well. And I think people forget that when we first started doing gadget chats, we didn't even go live. It's just one day I accidentally
went live
publicly. We used to put it unlisted and then do it, talk about everything, and then, you know, make it public. So, you know, it's really all about the podcast and the listening part. But there's so much engagement. We want people to be able to put their input. And we're so thankful for all of the questions that everyone had and that you guys were all chatting with each other as well. Eric, any last words for you?
Oh, look, I just appreciate being here, right? So I do whatever to, you know, bring everybody together, and I'm gonna work hard, strive to be better as a content creator and help others.
Mm-hmm. We love that about you. You're so amazing.
That's it. You know.
Well, I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech.
Here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. Have a great evening.